love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Overtime hustling.
What's good, family? Welcome once again to another episode of a honest conversation about hip hop, and a few special guests here tonight. Just want to again thank everybody for tuning in and rocking with us. You can check us out on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes. So, honest conversation with hip hop, and I'm your host moderator, Deami Moraney. And tonight, as always, I'll let the guests introduce themselves because everybody is best talking about themselves, I think. So I'm gonna go with my guy to the right, who I'm very happy is here tonight.
What's good, man? I'm David Cash. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist, and just here, you know, talk about some music, talk about some things that's going on.
Definitely.
Out here in this world.
And he's humble. He's saying he's an artist. He's a pretty dope artist, and we'll get into what he's done and what he's doing right now. And so again, thank you for coming through.
I'm really
looking forward to asking you some of these questions.
Man.
Right across from me, we got my mellow, my ace over here. The one and only push up or pull up and weed
it's called,
champion.
It's called Kush Up.
A Kush Up.
DVD's coming out. OTH Kush Ups King OG Volume 3.
And you got routines. You gonna do crossbar maneuvers and stuff like that.
You gotta exercise the lungs before you exercise the rest of the body.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll take a copy. As you see, I'm not getting on no bars, but I'll take a copy, have it at the house, and when some skinny person dip through, be like, "This is all you." But who are you, sir?
It's
Mr.
a sign.
Goddamn.
This is why we don't have a Park Boy album, because y'all can't even. There's conflict in the intro, but I'm going to go back to you. Who are you, sir?
King OG, Gunna Beats, Jay Gunna, one half of Park Boys. You already know. There you go, sir.
All right. Sign Capone checking in with you. You jumping the gun as I always do. That's why the women hate me.
False start.
Womp, womp, womp. Just checking in with you, man. Just an artist, man, pushing the brand of music and, contributing my opinion on the anonymous conversation about hip hop. So you can.
You are clearly early on, before we get into the reason why we're here and who we're going to talk about today, but early on in this show, you've become very Stephen A. Smith-ish. I refer to you now as Esteban A. Smith, because you say some stuff that cats get heated. We're not going to go into what said to say. This is definitely a new episode, and we have someone definitely talk about. But if you listen and you feel some type of way, let us know. Make a video, shoot it to us, and we'll go ahead and
promo. You will get a response.
But tonight we are here to have a honest conversation about. I would say many people think is one of the cultural icons when it comes to hip hop. Saying hip hop and music in general, he's doing some stuff on the on the political side that I'm starting to like as of late. But we're going to discuss music here tonight. The one and only Jay-Z. He's back with the hyphen, and he's got the new album, or new visual film, my bad. He's going the route of B, and he's doing what's something called 444. So, as always, I'm going to start with our special guest, Mr. Cash. What's your first impression? I know it's... This is almost 2 weeks ahead of the album dropping, so I think there's only one or two songs out there, so we're not going to be able to get deep into it. But so far, what is your impression of what you're seeing and what you're hearing?
As far as from Jay-Z, Jay-Z, he's put out records in all different types of ways. You know what I'm saying? Like the last couple of times he's released albums, it's been done in ways that have never been done before.
Right.
So I think that with this next release with Sprint and, you know, how he has mapped it out, like nobody knew what the four, I didn't know what it was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't you know, and in New York, apparently, you know, I'm not over there, but
right.
They had different billboards.
And yeah, we've seen the social media.
It was all
media
over
joints.
The bus. Yeah. And mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Through social media, I was able to get a vision of, you know, what was going on. And,
right.
You know, I think that was good. I think that was clever. That was, you know,
yeah.
Jay. It was over the top, you know. But it was good. And now it makes you wonder. And then also how it's being produced, you know, as far as what I've heard is, you know, how it's being produced with,
No ID. Right. Big ups to No ID. Yeah.
Mm. No ID producing the whole project.
No ID.
And the whole album.
That's what makes me, that's what raises my eyebrow.
Oh, shit. This ain't Jay-Z. You know, it's Jigga back again.
This is not going to be, I don't think this is going to be regular. This is not going to be like, not to say his last projects were regular. But
some might say that, though.
Some may say that, but, you know, it's Jay-Z, so it's not ever going to be regular.
Right.
It's just not to the bar maybe he's raised himself.
Right. His best is still a lot of, or his worst is still a lot of these dudes' best. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
He set the bar above that. Yeah,
absolutely. So you know, when you think of a Jay-Z project, you know, and if you're thinking like a Blueprint or something like that, you know, to where when I heard Blueprint, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Like that's just the effect when I first heard it, like the very first time I heard it, and I can remember the very first time I heard it. And that type of connection is like what separates his Blueprint from, you know, his last projects.
Yeah, no, definitely. I agree with you 100% on that. He's evolved many ways. I was a big Jay-Z head up until, until Nas hit him with Ether. And we'll talk about that later because I thought that kind of changed Jay, the artist, in my opinion, and we'll get into that later. But Guns, I wanna ask you, you know, what No ID exclusively producing the project, dropping visually, from what I understand, through, you said, was it Sprint, right? And Tidal.
Yeah.
Sprint and Tidal. So if you're Sprint, you know, subscriber,
directly,
you're gonna get the
you're gonna be
able to get that
like
content.
That.
Cancel your phone.
Again, right,
yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
He did
Sprint.
That. Yeah.
He be cheating. Yeah. But what do you, Jay-Z, Ben Johnson, or the record industry right now?
He gonna get the album.
You know, here juicing up.
And a free month.
Yeah. Who was the other free download on the phone?
Jay-Z.
What was it, Cricket or Metro or something like that?
He always been that mastermind.
Slick, then again, Jay another bag. It's a super
he
bag.
He's always been a mastermind, though. If you look back at all this stuff, it's been strategic. Like the way he planned and execute, that's what makes Jay Jay.
I knew Jay was doing a little bit too much for me when he had, was it like a Bud Light commercial on him on a speedboat? You know, I was like, that's something Puff would do. I didn't expect Jay to take it there.
But with a Bud Light, man? Come on.
Look, again, I'm an old head. I don't remember the products. It was definitely him, like, with an aluminum can and a speedboat.
Yeah,
I know
Jay
that.
Jay comes from that, though. You
yeah.
know? Jay, remember, like Jay had the shiny suit on, too. Remember?
Yeah, he did.
With
yeah.
Babyface.
Yeah.
Sunshine. Hype Williams was dressing those dudes up in a shiny suit.
Right.
You know, for some reason, Hype Williams like everything shiny.
Yes.
Remember Keisha and Belly?
Yes.
She was shiny. You know what I'm saying? Like everything shiny.
He probably got a problem with his eyes. He
all got they all look. Everybody look greasy.
And that's why he used a fish lens.
Right.
We've discovered that allegedly Hype Williams got something wrong with his vision.
Right.
Shiny objects and fish lens.
I mean, so he was a part of that. So, you know, there's that part of Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, that he has that need to flash.
Right.
You know.
As a hustler, that's,
it,
you know,
in New York,
by the biggest watch.
In
chain.
New York, it wasn't really typical Brooklyn type of behavior. That was more like Harlem behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Diddy's,
rest in peace,
the Macy's,
Big L.
Right.
Right.
Of course, Big L.
Right.
Overflash.
Yeah.
That was some Uptown shit. Yeah.
That over gold that I'm going to get you sucking shit.
Right.
Yeah.
That's some Uptown shit.
The Brooklyn shit was supposed to more grimy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, Biggie and L.O.B. and all these.
I mean, Brooklyn has always been grimy. Grime, and yeah, Jay-Z does have more. Now that you mentioned, he definitely does have that Harlem kind of swag. But Jay, let me ask you this: what 444? What impact is that making now that Jay is back? Why are you laughing? I'm asking you a serious question, and you laughing at Jay-Z.
Numerology.
Sean Carter. You laughing at Sean Carter?
I'm going to put it to you like this. Jay-Z's a legend.
Yes.
No matter how you put it, who you are, and whether you like it or not. But I haven't been checking for Jay in a long time, bro.
But why? Is that just... taste of music, or is
his content just don't grab me no more. After like, what was that? Really, Blueprint and American Gangster. That was the last that I really started checking. I haven't even listened to none of his other albums.
So what? How many albums is that? There was Kingdom Come. There was a joint with all the instruments put together, like in the speaker.
No, I'm wrong. The last one that I actually like checked out was the one the. 40s and new 30. What's that one? That one. You know, 40s and new 30 or whatever.
What was that off of Kingdom Come? I'm not sure.
Whatever album that was. Yeah. That was the last time I listened to a Jay-Z album.
Okay. Son Capone?
I mean,
what you think?
I'm a Jay fan, and I like Blueprint is probably one of the most classic albums ever. You know what I mean? As far as the impact of it and everything. But I mean, I agree with Guns. I'm not checking for it. I don't care if no ID, yo ID, or mo ID.
Wait. You can't go in on no ID. You know that man's name. That is your name. Give no ID some respect. He said yo ID. Yeah, that's disrespectful.
No, I'm not disrespecting no ID.
That's that Esteban A. Smith shit right there.
No, see, man, everybody taking this shit out of context. No, I'm not talking about no ID. I'm talking about is Jay going to deliver with what he's going to get. You know what I mean?
So you're telling me with no ID production, with Jay, and I'm assuming, and I say this out of all respect for making music, because a lot of these dudes are doing it now. Usually there's a team that is assembled now. I'm being honest.
You got the A team, the B team, the C team.
I'm being honest. Right. This isn't Jay, you know, waiting till the kids go to sleep and jumping into, you know, his study and just scribbling in his book with his headphones on. This is Jay, and I'm speculating. I don't know who's going to be on the album. Well, no ID's going to be on the album, but this is Jay calling Travis Scott and saying come through and lay this, or you know what I mean. I'm not saying that's gonna happen, but that's some of the stuff that we've been seeing. I'll tell you what I need. I'm telling you what I need.
Putin attacking, man.
I'm gonna tell you right now. This is what I need 4444 to be. Maybe I put too many fours on it, but this better be a Jay Electrica presentation to the masses with Jay-Z somehow involved. Jay Electronica. I should call him Electrica, but Jay Electronica. This better be that release. Because he's been sitting back for too long.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think that Jay-Z is going to do something that's going to be real good this time.
Yeah.
And I check for Jay-Z every time. He's Jay-Z. There's certain people that, you know, whenever they put out music, you know, I check it out to see what they do, you know, to see what it is. And Jay has always been a person like that for me, regardless of if he got a buzz or a hit.
It's
Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like when the Scarface album is out, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I
check for these dudes' albums, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Nas put an album out, I'm checking for it, you know what I'm saying? Like, like Ghostface, if he drop, I'm going to check for it. Like,
but do you think certain MCs enough, that... there's enough... folks who are going to check for it outside of the people that, you want to, not so much the sprint, but just the people who really still feel the way that David Cash feels about checking for cats.
I think that, you know, No ID and Jay-Z is the freshest, greatest sound that Jay has done in a while. Like Death of Auto-Tune.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but and it's new. It's a newer Jay-Z,
right?
Rather than, you know, a Hard Knock Life Jay-Z,
right?
So, you know, with him with pairing up with No ID, I know it's going to be some heavy samples on there.
Right, you know what?
Right. I know it's going to be. I know it's going to be that. It's
going to
be.
It's going to
be. It's going to be. Yeah, it's going to be that Jay-Z that we want to hear. Jay-Z, like, because we wanted to hear Jay-Z on those beats with American Gangsta, those beats.
Right, right.
With Jay-Z and that topic and that concept. Is great, you know. I'm not a numerologist.
Right, right. Neither am I.
I don't know the meaning of right. 4-4.
Yeah,
You know, I love good music though, and I think the Jay-Z and No ID are going to give us some real good music.
And so, and I'm going to say this, and this is going to be very, very unpopular, but my guys, Simon, Gunna, know I've always felt this way. Do you think? You mentioned the heavy sampling. You mentioned No ID, the quality of beats and the type of production he makes. And that is very, I'm going to go back to it, it's very Jay Electronica-esque, right? One thing I've always felt about Jay, Jay's been able to transform over the years, but to me, it kind of seems like he takes from different people. We're not going to talk about the Biggie situation. We're going to talk about cats like the Young Guns. There's a period where he was very Young Gunnish. There's a period where he's very Free Weezy. There was a period, a long period, where he was very Beanie Mac-ish. Right. You know what I mean? So could this be him? And again, this, I know cats, you want to hear this, you're going to be in the comments like, D, you a hater, but this is how I feel. Could this be him being very Jay Electronica-esque?
I think that Jay-Z has been doing it, doing Jay Electronica-esque before Jay Electronica existed. I think that he's been doing that, and it started from his beginnings.
Right.
In you know, the Nas sampling, the Mobb Deep sampling, the, you know, assembling the entire team that produced Nas' first album. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, put Primo and Ski and everybody that, you know, reached, like, that is where he got that sound from. And I think that, you know, he did his thing with it. And, right. you know, he was able to, you know, he has a different cadence and a different, you know, tone and different story. Yeah. But, you know, sonically, you know, Reasonable Doubt was similar to an Illmatic. So that sound, I think, is the best Jay-Z, actually, though.
Really?
Like, I think when Jay-Z is rapping over some real hip-hop soul beats, like that's why a lot of his work with Kanye West on Watch for the Thrones was, you know, like, it was dope because it was those samples.
Right.
And, you know, that's what brought it to another level. I think that Jay-Z, with that type of sound, brings it to another level. And, you know, like, same thing with American Gangsta. Got that soul. I think Jay-Z and soul is just, it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Blueprint and all of that, like, we see what he did with Kanye and, you know, Just Blaze and, you know, these guys. So now look, like, with No ID, No ID hasn't given us really a top-tier mainstream album. This is that right. No ID look.
And we don't even know what's in his vault. You know what I mean? That's
when No ID isn't involved in this, to that extent, to produce the whole album, it's a potential classic if Jay deliver right.
Now,
you got to think about it. This is the same cat that brung you I Used to Love Her and all these classics that he didn't already bring to the game. We know who No ID is. He already a classic producer in his own right, by himself. But to put him right next to Jay-Z and, like, bringing it back to the street, like what David was saying, Jay-Z sound his best when he's on that street hip-hop, that right-off-the-block hip-hop. I'm not really a fan of the rich guy, Jay-Z. I like the broke Jay-Z. That's when I was into Jay-Z, you know what I mean? Like, my time when I was, like, a real hardcore fan. I'm not really into him. Once he got super rich, it's like the content changed for me, and I really wasn't feeling. He still had the rhymes, but overall, what he was talking about, I couldn't really get with that. Like, I'm like.
So you kind of felt how Mos Def felt when he remade the Niggas in Paris. You ever heard that joint where he remade that and basically went at both Jay and Kanye head in a very slick way, you know? So, Sime, I'm gonna bring it back to you real quick. And so, you know, tell me, what do you, you know?
I mean, like, honestly, Jay is one of my favorite and always in my top five. So, you know, I was clowning earlier, but with the disconnect of Jay, and, I mean, everybody went around in the circle and pretty much with this new project, we don't know what to expect. And Jay, at one point, you know, he's had the confidence, and we were confident with him, you know what I mean, at the time, in the height of his rule.
We're just tired of being disappointed.
No, but my point is this.
Being disappointed?
No, I mean, yeah, we've all been disappointed as far as the last few projects he's done. But what David does make a point as far as, you know, going back with the soul beats and the no ID look, and that's where Jay is at his most prominent.
Right.
But now my question is, like, even if he does go back, you know, to the soul beats, no ID on there, you know, we obviously give him a nod, or, you know, or kind of give him an edge of him delivering. But do you think, honestly, it is his style and the production that he's using on these last few years, in which his projects haven't been as strong as they prior or as they were? Right. Now, do you think it is the production where people tail off, or do you think it's the concept where he fell off as far as musically?
That's a tough one, because I'm going to tell you this. From what I understand and from what I've heard, he's used major producers. So it wasn't like...
It's music.
It wasn't like he just switched up and said, I'm using garbage producers.
He's still the same Jay-Z. It's just the content.
Because we all believe in him. But, I mean, again, we went around the circle and what we think is all going to be done, and none of us can confidently say we know it's gonna skyrocket. You know what I mean?
I mean,
you know, and Jay's got that potential.
I think that even with like the Magna Carta and projects like that, like lyrically and, you know, production wise, it was still Jay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just didn't really transcend the way his music always has. Mm. Whereas there's 6-7 hits on the album. You know what I'm saying? Like, to where.
But you don't think the content has changed?
I think that his content has changed because, like, his life has changed.
Well, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, you know, he's rapping about, you know, having his kids now and stuff like that is also added to his content. And then there's also parts of his content that isn't as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like the different violence metaphors and things like that, different, you know.
So do you think, I mean, are we treating it kind of like an old relationship where you just kind of, no, like on some real shit, you've heard everything is the same, and you know what I mean? Like, and I think we just kind of, I mean, we're going to listen to it, but you know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't get the same praise it did.
Yeah, we're not going to co-sign it just as everybody else was co-signing it, like Kendrick or some shit like that. Like, we're not going to be wowed that easy. You know what I mean?
I think Eddie Murphy once said, no man can eat the same crackers every night. And I think that's with Jay recently. Like, I remember, I think it was a Matt and Magna Carta joint, and I felt there was a reach. He had, like, and again, I don't know who the dude is, but I know who he is, but I don't know his name. But he had Gwyneth Paltrow's husband on one of the tracks. You know what I mean? He's a singer. I just don't know his name. He's like a very famous singer with one of these bands or whatever. Mm-hmm. But are those reaches, or is that just Jay as an artist expanding and growing and you know, trying
honestly
to expand his audience?
Jay is great. Jay is great. And I'm not going to say that he's reaching, because he's not at the... He's still... I mean, like I said, he's still upper echelon. He's top five in a lot of people's in his ratings. So no, I think that's his confidence. Maybe that might be overconfidence of shooting too high. You know what I mean? Trying to cross over or something. I mean, everybody artist or musically is going to transition and challenge themselves, and not every challenge is a success. So I mean, I don't think he's personally reaching like, oh, we need a single from her or him to make it happen.
So let me then ask this. We'll go once around the room on this subject again. I'm going to ask you. So. Just two words, or I don't know, a sentence on the impact this album is going to make when it drops in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Wow.
Yeah, I think it's like the 20 or the end of the month. But so what do you think, Sam Capone? Two words, or just what do you think is going to be the impact?
I mean, it's, with the Sprint stuff that I discovered today, I mean, obviously, we know one thing, that he's going platinum, you know what I mean, because they count plays. So everybody who got a Sprint phone, I mean, that's all going to accrue. So, I mean, the numbers are going to be rigged. So that's it.
Hey, man. And rigged numbers in the same sentence.
No,
damn.
Man, but I mean, I'm not mad at him. He's got the resources, and Jay-Z is in the position that Jay-Z is in because he's utilized those resources.
Right, but it's marketing, I mean? So you can't really compare it to the stuff that SoundCloud cats do and purchase.
He's going to Donald Trump thousand,
you know, kind of, sort of, because it's a guaranteed play. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, I think that at this point, Jay-Z is always going to, for when he's always going to do his numbers.
Right. Yeah.
Jay-Z was always going
to
do his
if
numbers.
If he didn't do the Sprint, would he get to a million?
He's
going to
do those numbers.
If he didn't do the Sprint, would he get to, would he go play? This plays.
To be honest with you, I think he would, just because he has a lot other platforms in order to do those numbers.
Right.
His platform is so huge that all his records do those numbers. Like, and it's because of
the plays.
It's because of the other avenues that he has, you know, and the other big characters that he's always associated, you know,
right.
these projects with.
Right.
You know,
right.
In the creation of them, and you know.
Well, I mean, he's got that head start, so right. You know what I mean. And so, I mean, what do you think? Take away the Sprint. What do you think he's gonna do? Do you think is he gonna go gold or is he gonna go plat?
I think he's going to do a hip-hop album. For one, I think he's going to do a hip-hop album. He's been talking about consciousness and people wanting to, and artists, challenging artists to
make better music.
Make conscious music about what's going on now as far as politically and stuff. So he may be doing music that is practicing what he's preaching. I mean,
it's not a response to Lemonade.
If not,
so let's recognize that.
Yeah, you know what? I mean,
it's not a response to that. Now that and if it is, I'm going to be pissed. It's a response to Lemonade with no ID.
Now that he just touched on that, it made me think about it.
The Arnold Palmer.
This may be Jay-Z's last hoorah right here to go out with a classic,
and then you have to look at the machine of it. Look at the machine of it.
This may be it.
If you look at the machine of it, Meek Mill, right? He just released a record, right?
Yeah.
Young Black America. It's this new video he just released. It's a new record. And it's from a Jay-Z sample, you know what I'm saying? Like a filler joint from Jay-Z. Right after Jay-Z challenged artists to make music that's like that. I've never heard Meek Mill his content lean in
towards
this
that way,
direction like this before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think it's already... I think it's already happening. I think the way that Jay-Z rolls things out is a lot bigger than just
Of course.
Right. Like from the Khaled record.
Yeah.
You know, he already has records. Like, Shining is a hit record.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's platinum.
Right. It did. I think last week it went platinum. Same, right.
Right. So, like, Jay-Z's still, he still puts, whenever he does rear his head, it's a hit record around.
I think he's one of the two. I think M and Jay are guaranteed to do their numbers. Say what you want to say about them.
Right.
Yeah.
They are guaranteed to do their numbers regardless.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that their content, I think that it reflects where their life is, and that sometimes it's not, you know, as interesting. Like, cause I don't, there's certain records I don't listen to from Jay-Z. I didn't like them. Like songs like the you know, see, even songs like Beach Chair and stuff like that. I don't feel songs like that from Jay-Z.
Right.
But, you know, I know a lot of people that do. But, you know,
there's a different crowd. There's the Hampton and the, you know, the South Coast of France type crowds that feel those songs.
Yeah, I like Streets is Watching Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's you and I both, right.
You know, that's the...
Right. So, Sam, you were going to say something. Now, we were talking about doing numbers regardless, and you sounded like you had something to say in regards to M and J not being able to do numbers whenever they come out.
I mean, they're going to do their numbers, but, I mean, on what scale? You know what I mean? Their peak popularity or, like, these... you know, couple go rounds. You know what I mean? Because with the last couple albums, they haven't been doing the numbers that
In their heydays, they did. Of course not.
Even but in their heyday,
but I mean to still come out.
He said they're not doing those through the roof records numbers.
I mean, like we talk about numbers, but I mean, like I said, you think it's going gold, platinum? Where do you think it's going?
Let me give you a very good example. So when Kendrick's Damn came out and dropped, and people were like, "Oh, it broke the record for you know all the times it was streamed or whatever," you know, so. They put the albums up, and every single track someone goes through and runs one time. So you count that, you know. So, of course, he's going to have all of Billboard 100 locked up or whatever, because that's where that's coming from. Can Jay do something similar to that with this album if it's put together right with the right, I mean, other than what No IDs bring to the table?
It got the right ingredients for it. If Jay delivers, then it can be something to impact a Jay record in a long time.
It's still Jay-Z. I'm going to check this one out.
You're intrigued to check it out.
It's Jay-Z. I want to check it out.
You got to think about it, man. No ID helped birth Common. Come on, bro.
They call him the mayor of the city. He's the mayor of Chicago. Now. Currently, he is a creative director at, is it Epic? No, it's not Epic. But Def Jam. He's a creative director currently at Def Jam. So, you know, No ID definitely goes back. But you were bringing up a point, David, what'd you want to say in regards to, you know, the Jay numbers and whatnot?
No, I think that Jay-Z, like, as far as him doing his numbers, like, the way he rolls it out, like he's already has hits out right now, currently off recently released projects. Like this is like some long outdrawn scheme of things that he always, you know,
mastermind. You know, like Tupac's
movie is just released. Diddy got a movie coming on HBO. It's this time.
It's the season to drop something like that.
For these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
For the Diddy's and the Jay-Z's and the Tupac's.
Eminem came back with a beard, so it looked like he about to do something.
It's like these guys are starting to come out and it's timed.
Right.
It's timed, right. And it's the industry. And
you're right, because
in conjunction with everything.
The fourth quarter's coming, and the industry needs its money.
And Jay-Z does things in conjunction with the entire business
of
hip-hop. So it's all marketing. You know, people want to hear, like, that music reminds people, like, people have triggers. You know, when people listen to music, it triggers them to want to listen to other music.
Right.
It's like, okay, what else was I listening to? Like, because what happens is, like, okay, you start listening to All Eyes on Me, because the All Eyes on Me movie came out, you know? And then, you know, your playlist continues on into, you know, Hail Mary and records like that.
Right, right.
And then you get into the Machiavelli album. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now, what were you listening to when Machiavelli came out? Okay, Reasonable Doubt. A lot of people were listening to Reasonable Doubt when Machiavelli came out. So now enter Jay-Z. Now you want to listen to that type of music, you know?
Yeah.
The whole thing, the whole East Coast, West Coast beef. You know, a lot of people that really cherish that music, you know, that was when they were in high school and you know, college. So it triggers that. And that's where Jay-Z taps in, and he's right there, right on time. I mean, it's gonna be it's almost like when he says No ID's producing the whole album, it's almost a promise to bring you good music.
Yeah, right. that say something,
you know,
right? That put Jay back against the wall when you say No ID's gonna produce the whole album. Like, wait a minute, like,
right, because I mean, the last record...
You can't come whack.
The last record, he had the best in the world, pieced together, every beat, like, from piece to piece to piece. It was, you know, this thing that they made.
Yeah.
But now, this is what hip-hop is. You know, one guy making the beats, one guy doing the raps.
Yeah.
This is what I like to see, like, as far as, you know, like, I'm interested in, like, a Nas Premiere album.
Definitely.
Right? I'm interested in stuff like that from these guys. If they're going to do anything, let it be something like that.
So let's piggyback off that, because I think that's something that needs to be discussed. So if you had the opportunity to put an MC and a producer together exclusively for a whole entire album, would it be Nas and Premier? Or who? So give me some other names that you might want to do that with.
I would like to hear. I got a different.
That's what we're here to do. We're here to honestly discuss hip hop. This is
like I said, Nas and Premier. I think that DJ Quick and Dre. Mm-hmm. I think that would be
for them to produce a record together, album, or for them to collaborate on an album together. Yeah,
for them to do an album together. Mm-hmm. I think that that would be something special. I think that if Metro Boomin was to do a record with Ray Shmurda, mm-hmm. I think that that would be crazy.
Those three cats have not done an album together.
Like, you know, we've heard a Metro and Future album.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
But like with those kids, with the Sway Lee, his vocal, I think, is just a different.
That's the one from that group. Right. Big shouts out to Jimmy. You're doing your thing.
But I mean, his vocal. It's that vocal. It's the sound. Now it's being imitated. I'm hearing a lot of kids come out sounding like him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for a while, he was very unique. I don't really care for a lot of the material that they put out, but I can sit back with the perspective and look at the two gentlemen and tell that the Sway Lee kid is one that's standing above his peers for what he's doing. I mean, to tie it back into the Jay thing,
right.
It's alleged that he wrote some of the Beyonce joints, or did he write?
He writes.
That's crazy,
you know,
at that age.
This kid has that voice. So it's so what do you got? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, I have a different perspective on new music right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm able to see the good in everything and also see the trash in everything.
Right.
Because a lot of people's favorite rappers, you know, they're not really just them. It's not just them.
It's the team. It's the Golden State Warriors.
You're a group. Your favorite rapper's a group.
KD, Steph.
You know? And it's not even, it depending upon what label they're signed to, or, you know, what management corporation they're signed to, or who's their, that's how these albums are constructed. And, you know, it's cool to take the seams out and make it seem like it's this organic thing when, you know, we see some of the best do it, you know.
Right.
But it's not. It's heavy machinery. You know what I'm saying? Pulling the strings, it's this one guy doing this one thing, it's all these meticulous little things added by everybody who has to get paid because they got cut a check.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And they got to get that money back.
Right.
You know?
So I'm going to say, and this is going to be a crazy collaboration, but I would like one day Fonte to make a record with DJ Quick. I can go other ways with it, but that's my one. Personally, me, if I was being selfish and could pick the one album you'd like to hear, it'd be a Fonte and DJ Quick. Who you got, guys?
Way left. Y'all gonna laugh like a motherfucker.
Well, you got some. Your musical taste is all over.
Dre and Lil Boosie.
Hey,
Boosie.
Hey, that would be a classic.
To be honest with you, I think that would be hard as shit.
I'm telling you.
See, I'm not on the Boosie train yet. Man. I like his videos. I like what he says on his interviews.
It's because the mute, like, it's
you got to go back.
That's actually great because, like Dr. Dre's music is very cinematic. It's very movie, and then Boosie tells stories, like street stories. They really hit the heart.
He tell heartfelt stories for real. That's how I got into Boosie from them songs. Like,
I guess I'm about to go back and run the catalog.
You gotta check Boosie out.
Boosie is a real big catalog.
Boosie is one of them guys, man. He's a goat, especially where he's from. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I respect him in his everything he says in his interviews. I feel so. I respect him from that standpoint.
I seen you start curving. Say, man, I'm starting to like this guy from the little things he's saying.
That's what he's saying. I like this character.
And he makes a brand of music where it's best served authentically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's best coming from the dudes that really do it. And Boosie has proven time and time and time again that he's really one of them guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, shouts to Boosie. I think that, you know, he's responsible for dudes like Kodak Black.
Yeah, he birthed that
all
style.
All of these guys that have that grittiness, mm-hmm. you know, with that classic Southern draw to it. Right. Like, I like it. You know, I like rappers that rap like that. Now, like, I like Kodak Black.
Talking about
the cat that I'm feeling, who I recently heard was Choo Choo. Down from Florida, so
yeah. I never heard him. Yeah, I heard his name, dope, but man. I never heard his music.
He's, you know, I came across him. Les was like, you know, do you mind reviewing this for the mag? I checked it out, and honestly, I went in thinking, okay, here's another one of these South trap rappers or whatever. But
Choo was actually an artist that came before Kodak Black.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's actually like the big homie or something like that.
Exactly. Like, yeah. So like, Kodak is like the newest of that.
Yeah.
That wave, you know what I'm saying? Like, that from that region, know.
So, San Capone, you had a minute to think about, you had to pair someone up, and please, you and pairing with Battle Cat, we're not going to go ahead and politic on the show. So, as the MC, leave you out of it and give us your dream collaborative album or song or whatnot.
Nah, it'll fuck y'all up. But I'm thinking musically and sonically, I'm thinking Andre 3000 and Pharrell. I'm trying to take panties off with my motherfucking collaborations over here.
But
musically, them two cats, I think it would.
And you know, another
it would be
one
just
popped in my head right
outside
now.
Outside of this world.
Another one that I think would be real, real crazy, Nas and Madlib.
I think that would be good, too. Yeah.
We can go around the table for days and talk about this, because that's how the depth of the talent, you know, is in MCs and production side of things. So since we're talking about, since this has always an old school vibe to it, let's go back, I want to say almost 11, 12 years, and let's discuss who really won between Jay and Nas in the classic battle, or not even a battle, really just the diss records they dropped. As we look back at it, you know, who really won that?
Who won?
Yeah, who won? Who won? Who won? You know, Takeover versus Ether.
Nas won.
Yeah.
Nas won.
Yeah.
Nas won.
Yeah.
There was a point in life.
Landslide.
It's not.
I sided on Jay's side with
Like the groundhog didn't come outside for Jay.
No, I did it.
You know, I think that it was a valiant effort. I think that Jay-Z tried to. I think the Super Ugly was. It was exactly that. It was ugly.
It was that reaction to getting you get dissed and you gonna do now you gonna throw a chair through the window or something like that.
I fucked your baby mama. And then it was like that. And it was like, okay, that was corny.
Yeah.
And then it's like nothing after that really. Yeah. You know. And then different business was done after that.
Right.
But when we talking about the battle, we looking at what? We looking at Takeover. We looking at Ether. We looking at Super Ugly. Nas had a freestyle.
Ooh. And we call him H to the homo or whatever. Yeah, that was hard too.
Right.
Though.
So like, what I like to do is I like to measure up the freestyles.
Yeah.
So if you take that, you take that freestyle and you measure that up with Super Ugly, I think that destroys Super Ugly.
Oh, of course. So that was almost as hard as Ether.
So then when we talk about Ether,
it went deeper than that.
And the Takeover.
Because you got to remember the backwards song.
Right.
You got to remember the one, now we knocking on your mama door. Like, we came to fix the sink, my kind of war. Like, man, he was going in on that Godson album. He was going
and
in.
And then, Got Yourself a Gun.
Yeah. That was all like, Jay. That was all for Jay.
Like, and then, like, if you real come with it, because I ain't playing. That shit, I can't remember the words of that shit. I know all, like, I'm a huge Nas fan, but, like, Nas, like, that's what I'm saying. He did Jay.
Yeah, he did.
Psychologically, on a whole nother level that most people don't talk about.
Right.
They talk about, you know, Ether.
Right.
You know, And now it, and now it's a reference where niggas be like, I'll either you. So it's like that. It's gotten to that. Ain't nobody saying I'm super ugly.
Yeah, or I'll take over you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Cats use ether on the daily. And, you know, I agree as well. I agree 100%. Right. I think, to me, that changed Jay. Next thing you know, he's talking about putting on some Scooby-Doos.
It was, you know, dumb. I remember somebody was telling me, like, oh, but Jay-Z... Look at where they're at now. Yeah, no, you got to look at the battle, at the song. I'll ether you right now.
Right,
that just shows that Nas won that.
Right, exactly.
That's the test of time right there.
Right,
it's being used today as a slang.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A slang for taking a vicious L.
That's how you got your big L.
Yeah.
That means getting the real big L.
Yes. That, you know. So salute to Nas on that. That's one of my favorite hip-hop diss tracks. Just the whole element and the vibe and just everything that went into that, the bars.
I think Jay was at his height at that time, him and Dame and all them. I think that he was on his high horse too much and he took it lightly.
Right.
Because if you go back, Takeover, the whole song was about Mobb Deep all the way into the last verse. Then he threw Nas in. It wasn't even really about Nas.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, it was. He really fucked up right there.
That was a mistake.
He was really talking about Prodigy and Havoc, and then on the last verse, he went in on Nas. But the whole song, like, more than half of it, he wasn't even talking about Nas.
Rest in peace, Prodigy. But, you know, like, what's crazy about it is, like Jay-Z is a fan of these guys, man. Mm-hmm. He sampled both of them.
Likewise.
You know what I'm saying?
Likewise. P said it, too.
Yeah.
Like, man, you know, I love Jay-Z.
Yeah. But what I mean by, like that is... No, Jay-Z's music was influenced by Prodigy, Mobb Deep, and Nas. It was influenced by them. You know, Prodigy and Mobb Deep and Nas, they weren't influenced by Jay-Z.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I'll give you that.
So when we talk, there's a difference there, you know? Yeah. So, you know, Mobb Deep or Nas, they're not going to feel how, you know, us common folk feel about Jay-Z. They're all because he got some of his swag.
They're
from
like,
them.
Who's this? They're like, who's this dude? In essence, I respect what you're doing, but you over here getting it from us,
right? Mm-hmm. So when we talk, we got to look at the origin of what Jay-Z comes from, and we got to start. If we're gonna talk about Jay, it'll be from there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It really don't matter though if you coming out of New York City and you a hip hop artist. And you don't take your hat off to Jay-Z? What kind of sucker nigga are you?
Right.
Yeah, but you still gonna take
of course.
You don't have to like him as an artist, but you still have to give Jay-Z a salute to just what he does.
Of course. No, Jay-Z is one of the most respected people in the industry and always will be. But when we're talking about the facts, it's not disrespectful to say that Jay-Z was influenced by Mobb Deep. And Nas, they came directly before him.
Right.
It was directly before him, but they came right before him, right before Jay-Z really hit.
And then you know what I'm saying? Can't forget the L and jazz mixed on top of that. That's what made him different.
Right.
Yeah, like what you're saying, the influence from them and then his own personal influence on top of that, that's what gave him his character.
And that's what I was alluding to earlier.
Yeah, because Nas said, you know, he used to sound like Fooshnickers. That's a natural fact.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That is a natural fact.
Because that's when he was heavy off of jazz. Jazz was around him at that time.
So, Jazzo's son.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, it's all of these things, the way he talks about, like, that's where it breaks it all the way down and it turns Superman into Clark Kent as far as Jay-Z, you know.
And it did for me after that. Once he came out with the Scooby-Doos and, you know, he was giving out dance instructions in the beginning of Pharrell produced tracks, I was kind of I was cool. I was like, okay, I still respect the music, but I mean, Jay used to be, in my opinion, you know. And I'm not saying he's no longer, but, you know, at one time, you know, you had to put Jay up there regardless. And so now you can step back and you might be able to make a case to say there's four, maybe five other MCs
that have been a bit more consistent. What I didn't like about Jay-Z's run?
I don't think there's that many in that era.
Jay-Z had a heavy run, but at the same time, DMX came and pushed that boy to the side for a minute, man. For about two and a half years.
X was a king, and he was a superstar.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
X came and took that crown for about two and a half years.
It was get at me, dog. Yes. Stop being greedy.
Yes.
X is a superstar.
Yeah.
I remember like, when I remember,
you know, like right when he popped up, he had a chain on his neck. He was barking like a fucking dog.
Yeah.
He was the, he was a, it, it was.
Wasn't was, Get At Me Dog was, in black and white?
Yeah,
you know, it was a grimy video. I remember it dropped.
Shout out to Dame Grease, because Dame Grease, you know, like it was he did the DMX records. He did Stop Being Greedy. Mm-hmm. He did you know, Get At Me Dog. He, you know, he's from Vacant Lot. That was his shit.
Yeah, that's Mace Beef Boy right there.
Yeah, Mace. All of these guys. Mm-hmm. He produced for all of these guys. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know, Swiss Beats was up under him. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. That's
so
dope.
You know, that's how Swiss even got the next singles after It's a. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
Swiss was heavy on that album.
Pass him on to.
But DMX's impact was ridiculous, bro.
It was.
He came in like a tidal wave. You know what I'm saying? He dropped the albums back to back, like right off top.
Sober X was hard to deal with, man.
Like,
I'm telling you.
He's the first dude to drop the drop two albums in a year.
Two platinum albums in 1 year.
Like, that was ridiculous. Hey, both albums were classic.
And that's when Jay-Z was Jay-Z, too. To come at that time and push Jay aside in New York at that time?
Right.
Nigga.
And you lyrically, Jay-Z still showed up on, like, because there's, like, track 13 on
he's reading my mind, this man, David Cash. But say what you say. We're going to definitely discuss
On the Blackout record, it's track, I think it's track 13.
It's called The Blackout.
The Blackout,
that's
right.
What it's called, yeah.
And to be honest with you, I did not know that DMX was on that fucking record. It's on a DMX album. After Jay-Z spit that verse, I turned it off.
Right.
And then I realized, wait, there's still like a minute and a half left of this fucking song.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, so Jay-Z still would show up on records, I think, in Outkast, especially when they did them posse records like Reservoir Dogs and shit like that. He would come on the record and outclass these guys.
So this is something we always have this discussion.
Hold it right there.
Because some of us, and I'm one of these people, I feel that there's a lot of times that Beans has got him.
A couple times Scarface
has got him. Everybody talks about the Renegade, and I don't really discuss that one. But there's a lot of times that I feel that
I didn't like either. I didn't like Eminem's, or I didn't think Eminem's verse or. Jay-Z's verse was amazing on
Renegade.
I wouldn't rate either one of those verses from those guys.
In my opinion, that's a very skippable track there.
Yeah, it really is.
Some of us feel, and again, myself being one of them, that there's many times that Jay gets, you know, one-upped on a track, and usually it's Beans. Face has done it a couple times. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who else has got him on a record. I mean, do you agree?
Yeah, I think here's the thing. Like,
you know,
this is what I've always understood about Jay-Z and just listening to that music. And while that music was coming out, I was actually over there, you know. And Jay-Z did something different than all of these guys. And that was change his delivery every verse. So when he got on songs with these dudes, the way it sounded... He stood out on the track just a little bit more, like, because when you listen to a Jadakiss verse, you know what you're going to get from Jadakiss. You know how he's going to rap on the record.
Right.
When you listen to a Styles P verse,
you know what
you're going to get. You know the flow he's going to use on the record.
He's definitely going to tell you it's a ghost.
Right. Same thing. There's different cars, the same color as this, and, you know, all of this stuff. And the same thing with DMX. You know he's gonna bark. He's gonna tell you to get at him. It's gonna be all of this stuff, you know. And Jay-Z was coming with these different flows, like they was like crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just said certain things, and the way it sounded was just different. I think he outclassed these guys most of the time. Beanie Siegel is great, but
you know what? But the difference is though, bro. I feel you on that. The impact of they songs, just that reality factor where it was just so real, it kind of went past just rapping. Like, the reason why Tupac is so loved, just that reality rap about something that's real,
right,
over something that just I'm just that nigga spitting bars, it's always going, people going to grab it. It's more heartfelt to that. It's right. going to mean more. You know what I right. mean? It's just going to have more meaning at the end of the day. That's why, like, that's why DMX was able to creep in at that time, because he was making songs that people can feel. He couldn't out-rap Jay bar for bar. Hell no. But he was making music that moved people. Right. That's what sparked this shit right. like that. You know what I
think
mean?
I think the DMX impact was, like, was big, mm-hmm. and it was just, like, for that time. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And I think that in that for that time period, yeah, you know, he brought Rough Riders to that next level.
Yeah, he did. Like, he did.
But, like, you know, DMX wasn't the reason why you went and got a Lox album.
Hell no.
Like, Lox was the reason why you went and got a Lox album.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. that was their that was his label mate. Those yeah. were the artists that came up on. So now, Jay-Z, oh, Memphis Bleak needed a Jay-Z record to sell a Memphis Bleak album.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing with Beanie Siegel. They needed a Jay-Z record to sell Beanie Siegel records. That's the way it was until Dame Dash, you know, they really put out the State Property movie, and it just started to bubble really with the merchandising and with that as far as that goes. But I don't think Jay has ever been out, like, even on the What We Do Is Wrong record. Gotta Kill Witnesses, Free Beer Sticking Out. He killed those guys on the record. He killed Beanie Siegel and he killed Freeway on the record. And Jay-Z's always been the old guy. That's another thing. Jay-Z has never been the young guy since he was with Big Daddy Kane and them. He's yes, always man. Been the older guy. And he's always wrapped circles around the generation of
but on the characters. On the raw, and now, raw reality songs.
And now he's back.
The Daddy, where have you been? Beans just.
I think that was an exceptional Beanie Siegel verse. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, like in situations like that. Yeah. You know. But it's not. It's a different. I think the way Jay-Z presents his collection of music has just been different.
Yeah.
From you know, especially the guys that came up in his immediate era when he was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, because Big L was a better rapper than him when they were in the when they were on Stretch and Barbito, like, you know, like during the times like that, he's been outclassed and he's been outmatched.
Yeah, but, like when he a couple of times when him and Jazz was on a couple of shows right, back in the days, right. like they were going you know, back and forth. Yeah, yeah.
But during his time, I think that he was bullying those guys on these tracks. Because every time I'd listen to the radio, I'd listen to like Monday Night Mixtape with DJ Clue, and radio shows like that, and like when Jay-Z's verse would come on. Like, it'd be crazy. Like, I just had to take the headphones off. Like, oh, shit, this is crazy. Like, that's what we waited for to record.
Yeah.
You wanted to record Jay-Z's verses.
Jay-Z's part, yeah.
Yeah, you wanted Jay-Z's parts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it was like the next artist that gave you that feeling was somebody like Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? To where you was waiting for him to rap on someone else's beat. Like, when Jay-Z was doing remix, like, when he jumped on the Juvenile record, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
His verse on that was crazy. Like,
oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Like he got crazy like features. Like he was the feature king. Like he was the future. He was the feature king. Like, and I think that Jay-Z like this is gonna be dope because this is gonna be Jay-Z rapping on hip hop beats, and I think that's what he sounds best.
Yeah,
at.
It's back to his core. It's taking him back.
I don't
want to
hear
core.
Travis Scott with Jay-Z.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
Yeah, neither
hear,
do I. Agree.
I don't want
to
hear.
It takes him
none
back
of that.
To the core, like the Jay that we all fell in love with. This is a sound that's already being like presented for him. So
man,
now,
in 2017, it's best to be you, just right. to be.
Yeah, exactly. That's.
All that, I'm trying
winning.
To hang
yeah.
all that I'm trying to hang out rap, that's nobody wants to hear that I'm trying to hang out rap.
Right.
Like I'm you know, you're gonna mimic another man's style real quick. Mm-mm. So just so you can hang out for the summer.
Right,
like,
right.
Like no, we don't wanna hear that.
Yeah, you know? we need some substance. Right. Hopefully Jay is bringing that back. I mean, like you're saying, he's moving different than he recently was. You know, bailing fathers out of prison for Father's Day. You know, he's definitely taking a political stance. So hopefully that then transcends into the music, and we don't get this overpackaged Sprint title record with whoever title is trying to push or Sprint is trying to push.
I think that's what we're not going
to
get.
I hope so.
I want Jay to come back to being Jay-Z for real. You know what I mean? I hope it is. I pray it is, because that's what I've been missing.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about that San Tropez shit.
Right.
I'm just being real, bro. I'm not even trying to be funny. I can't relate. I can't relate to that shit.
I got a mortgage. I can't buy shoes I can't pronounce.
Even though, like, see, Jay-Z had like when he did on the Four Long Blaze remix.
Right.
Like, he has a way of doing that shit, though, where it makes you feel like you got that.
Right, right.
Jay-Z gives you that. He always gave me that feel. Like, when I listen to Jay-Z, he made me feel like a millionaire. And that's that feeling. That's that feeling, bro. Like, because I know he got it, for one. I know Jay-Z over there sitting on the big bag. He got the bag over there, okay? And now Sprint is in bed. Who knows the bag they gave him for this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Who knows what how many different artists are about to come out on Sprint or what's going on? We don't know what's going on.
That's real. And he's always calculated with those moves, and I definitely respect
that.
Back
to what I said again.
I hope it's
the mastermind.
I think the music is going to be exactly what he's saying it is.
And I hope it matches. So I don't want to get this. It'd be like, it's
Jay-Z
Christmas.
And no ID.
Right, I know that.
And the hyphen is back. He's giving us hints to what he's...
Right. But let's say we're looking at the box, and it's Jay-Z, no idea. You hype to open it, and it's a present or something. And you go in, and what was on the box doesn't match what's in the inside.
That he's gonna hit us with the "I'm a hustler, I'm not a rapper" shit. But you know, hey, that's what he does. That's part of what he does. It's a hustle too. So, you know, if we don't like it, then
We don't have to digest
Sprint it. Sprint bought it. Like, because what happened with last time with Samsung? Samsung bought a million copies first. Yeah, yeah. So he went platinum the first
day it drops.
Came out.
He went platinum.
Works the game.
Ben Johnson. If it's not what it's supposed to be, it's just going to make a lot of us be completely done with him, bro. Right.
Well, the first little teaser joint.
We're not going to be done, because we still go check out and see what he's doing.
The first Jay-Z is too rich and positioned to ever be done.
If he fumble a complete album produced by No ID and it's not what it's supposed to be, man, I'm not checking for Jay no more.
Nah, it's going to have the bars.
Yeah.
I believe
it's got to.
I believe
you're going to check, Jay. You're going to check.
Man, what do you mean?
I can't name the
last five albums that he dropped.
I
don't even know the titles of. I never even heard the album with him and Kanye. I was just being so turned off.
Watch the Throne was a good album. It was a good album.
I don't like Kanye, so that's a whole other thing.
But it was a good project. I think that it was a good project. I think that when it came out, it was good for the time and also, the sampling. You know, Kanye, when he's on that sampling shit, Kanye is hard to be fucked with on the sampling shit, man.
But let me ask you though, because I mean, you know, hold up, Kanye. I mean, Kanye is the god of all gods. You know, the self-proclaimed god of all gods.
You got
Jay-Z, which I mean, like I said, everybody got him, you know, high on the totem pole, the pedestal, you know, whatever. I mean, you said it's a good album, but shouldn't they be making great albums?
Right. No, I think that
two powerhouses. I mean, two of the biggest names.
I mean,
you know, in the industry,
they should be
above good.
I think during the source times, right? When it mattered to get mics, right? When that mattered. Remember when it mattered to
get five mic albums?
It mattered, right? Yep. Okay. I think they Watch the Throne was a four mic album. I think it would have gotten four mics.
You're talking about two legends. You know what I mean? Like that's not.
Well, like we said earlier in the episode,
every collaboration album has been fucking horrible. There has not been good hip hop collaboratory album. Like every time it happens, it's like, what the fuck was that? Like Jay-Z with R. Kelly. That was horrible, bro. That was horrible.
That should have never happened.
I think Alchemist has a couple collaborations under him that's dope.
Yeah, yeah.
What's my man from up there that did the albums with Freeway?
MF Doom got a bunch of good collaborations, yeah, too.
What's the producer?
Madlib, you know, and Freddie Gibbs. That was great.
What about Freeway, though? What about Freeway and is it Jake One?
Yeah, I think so.
But we talking about that tier,
alpha,
though. We're talking about
okay.
the greatest. We're right. talking about the guys that we're talking. When we're talking about the greatest, we don't talk about Alchemist. I love Alchemist.
No,
he's a brilliant
agree.
Producer, but
right.
when we talking about that now,
Oppression.
Yeah, none of those albums have ever. None of those pop rap
but you don't
albums
think, but,
have
yeah,
ever
and,
been.
And, yeah, I mean, we haven't seen greats do that because
we talk. We dealing with ego now. Now we got egos in the room.
There's chips on shoulders.
Right, all types of stuff like that.
Jay-Z reaching,
right?
Is he gonna have to reach this album? And I said, no, he shouldn't have to. But
that, he doesn't have
that,
another.
No, that Kanye and Jay-Z is a reach, bro.
Right.
That is
right.
a reach.
Super right.
Because both of them were struggling at that time. Because Kanye fell off too.
Nah. As far as that, I think that album has some good records on it. It has some good records on it, and it has some hits on it.
But it should be a classic, bro.
It should be.
I don't know. It
because
should.
That's what we expect, and that's what we want.
You know,
but
like Action Bronson got good records, and we should be in the same conversation.
Nah,
you know?
I think Kanye, he gets too much acclaim for how he said about the sampling thing. Kanye is a baby sample nigga. He ain't, man, please. He don't come before RZA and... Motherfucking
no, I
you know
agree.
What I mean,
I agree.
He don't even pay homage to the niggas that he be reversing, re-chopping they beat.
I agree.
What about Dilla? What about High Tech? Like a lot of this shit he do, he'll make a record, put it out to the new masses, and them niggas be like, "You hear this?" And I be like, "Man, that's a fucking premiere beat."
Nah,
like,
for
the,
sure. Nah,
I be like, "Bro, like," and he don't even say nothing, but they be acting like Kanye's a genius. Like that's a reflip. That's a Dilla beat right there. Like,
right.
Come on now, like.
Right, but at the same time, he brings that. He brought that essence to his music and that generation where it was.
Making it relevant. Yeah, it make it relevant.
It was not there.
I just feel like where Jay Dilla,
he left with dudes like Common, Kanye came in kind of and kept that position still there, using the same music sonically. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, of course it comes from Dilla. Yeah, that's obvious.
But
all
I
of
feel
that,
like
it comes from Primo. It comes from you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It comes from Q-Tip. It comes from all of these guys. But at the same time, it comes from the era directly before him. And I think that's what it's about, though. That's what keeps real hip hop.
That's the core.
There.
That's
you know
like
what I'm saying?
I was talking about earlier.
Right.
They go that word, that real hip hop.
Right, right. But that's that's what's when it comes down to it. It's some type of loop. It's a certain types of drums. It's certain types of this is what it was created the way it was created.
Boom bap.
You know what I'm saying?
90s boom bap.
You know,
when you say real hip hop, you mean 90s boom bap.
Once they took the two turntables and there you have it. There's hip hop.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The loop. And the guy rapping on top of the loop.
Right. He was looping with the tape deck. So.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
It always comes back to the very foundation.
You know, but at the same time though, it is all hip hop. I don't believe that it's not hip hop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's all hip hop.
Yeah, it's
like,
all hip hop.
Lil Yachty does make hip hop.
Yeah, it's hip hop. No matter whether we like it or not, it's still hip hop.
Whether we like it or not,
it's
still hip
hop.
And I don't think that it being hip hop has to do with what comes out when it's made. It has to do with how it's made.
Right, right.
We're dealing with guys who got drum machines. Like all of Lil Yachty's beats were made with drum machines.
Right, right.
Made with 808s and claps and snares and hi-hats and, you know, the delivery of it. Although, you know, it may or may not be that great, it's still rap. It's still hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Right. The foundation
and,
of it is hip-hop.
And I'll sum that up like this, though. And this is, you know, for the folks who are not understanding what is being said and the knowledge that's being dropped, I'll hit you with a fat man metaphor. It's like Menudo. There's a lot of Menudo spots out there, but there's only that real authentic Menudo spot that's by.
Right, right.
But it's still Menudo, no matter how you call it. It is what it is. And so I want to ask this before we wrap up. What's his legacy at this point? What's Jay's legacy? And I'll start with you, David, on this. What's the legacy, man?
I think Jay, what I get most from Jay is this entrepreneurial figure that you know has done every part of what it is that he does. I mean, he was a hype man, you know what I'm saying? All the way to, you know, being the biggest rapper on the planet, you know, all the way to owning, you know, all these different companies that, you know, have made him such a wealthy guy. And I think that means something, you know. I think that is a great legacy to show, you know, young guys that, yo, you could do this and you can make all your money. And, you know, he's one of the guys that motivated me to be independent. You know, I think that Jay-Z, you know, set the bar higher as far as, oh, we don't want $1 million. We want $100 million. You know, Jay-Z was the guy that told us that, you know, and I think that that's great. He inspired a generation of entrepreneurs and independent, you know, people, you know, him, but other guys too, like, you know, dudes like Master P before him and, you know, guys like that, you know, and, you know, I don't even want to say like dudes like Birdman and guys like that too. After
Jay
him,
Prince,
you know, right, yeah, Jay Prince, of course.
I definitely agree. I think Jay is the blueprint for this new generation on how to become an artist, become a successful artist, and then become a very successful artist onto becoming something completely, totally different that is your own brand. And I think Jay was the first dude to really put that stamp on it in that way, you know, better than what Puffy's been able to do, better than what Dre's supposed to do.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. And that's definitely where he's always going to be at. So, Si, I'm going to, what, you know, any feelings on the legacy?
I'm hoping he can bring me back to the fan club.
Yeah,
because I've been kind of turned off for a while. Because he's Jay-Z. My expectations for him are very, very, very high. Because I came in the early '90s listening to him when hip hop was like through the roof, like classics after classics. So, you know, we was just coming off of Nas, Illmatic, Iron Man, AZ. You know what I mean? Like all these classics out of New York, and for him to go from that era and that class of elite lyricists to this rich, flashy, cool guy. I don't really like the rich, flashy, cool guy. I like the raw. I like Jigga. I don't like Jay-Z.
Sign?
Yeah. I mean, no, he's still legend status, everything. I mean, everybody want the Rocky story and Rocky to triumph, you know, against Apollo Creed, you know, the father time and everything, but I mean, he's still going to be a legend in my book regardless what he do. You know what I mean? He's still top five in my eyes. I mean, he changed the game, brought the business and everything into it. And, I mean, like I said, regardless what he does, I'm rooting for him. So,
yeah, I hope he does do it this time, yeah. I would love to hear it. It's a great time in hip-hop right now.
I'm going to check for it.
Yeah,
I'm definitely taking
and his
that.
Timing is awesome. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, everybody's ears. I mean, I'm going outside to take the trash to the dumpster. I'm hearing people driving around listening to all '90s hip hop
with this
Pac movie out. Like, you know, like we talked about before. Like,
Prodigy, so now,
of this stuff is relative.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
It's all our era.
Yeah. It's the whole thing right now. Era. You know what I'm saying? So like
the successful artists right now or imitating our era.
And so now you have Jay-Z, who was the guy who made the most money from that. So now he has the most power and control out of that generation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit.
Him and Diddy.
That's real shit.
Hey, I'm eager to see what he's gonna do, because right now in this position, he can put all that rich stuff, all that ego, all that to the side and just get back to Jay from Brooklyn
making a good
in
album
in the basement, and this making is, tapes yeah. again. 22 twos,
everybody sitting across yeah. the dogs
sitting hey, on the table before you right. had a radio.
Yeah, Cashmere Thoughts and shit like that.
You know
that.
What I mean? Yeah, I'm eager to see what he's gonna do.
Well, let's hope that happens. But speaking to see what someone's gonna do, we didn't have a really real chance to talk to you about what's going on with you musically.
Yeah,
so we're gonna take some time right now. This is gonna run a little long. Sorry, Max, but. You know, tell us what's going on, man.
I've worked with a bunch of different people.
If you don't want to name drop, I'll do it for you.
I've been out here for a while now, and I got records with Game and everybody from the West that you can name. I've worked right. with in some form or fashion, and abroad too. I produce
right
as well as I've actually written for people who ghostwrite for other people.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
Ghostwriters. That's crazy.
Goddamn.
Hip hop, you got it fucked up. Get your check. I'm not mad at that.
I'm a writer. I'm a producer, engineer. So,
artist.
Yeah, I make every genre of hip hop. I love it all. That's the way I've always been.
And you know what? I'll be honest with you. As an old head, I wanted not to like that about you when I first heard you. Never knowing you, saw some right. records around and I saw some stuff and it was bounced around. And then you just have to sit back and respect what you're doing in the different pockets that you're getting in and not compromising who you are musically in those situations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what I really tremendously respect about you. I think a lot of times when other guys get on a record like, let's say, E-40, they're trying to do their best impersonation of how I should sound on this E-40 record, or even if it's a record that they have 40 jump on, it's like,
right.
with you, you consistently stay within, within yourself as an MC, whether it's J305 or whether it's the Nipsey joint that's,
yeah.
I mean, from early on, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I definitely respect that about you, as an MC and as a writer, the depth of that goes into the song. So you might have something that's attended for the clubs,
right.
but then vice versa, you're going to flip it up and have the other music. So it is something that is well-rounded.
Right. The way... Like, fast forward to, like, right now, like, I'm about to release it the way I see it as right, far as right. the order of it.
Right.
Where it started at. And it's going to literally, I'm going to literally tell my story of who I am. So, so now it's more, it's more relatable. Because
right.
now, that's what I haven't done. Like, I've worked with all these people, but it was never my interest to tell my story yet.
Right.
I section off my mind. My mind is like in sections. So like, each project sounds like a different genre.
Right.
So that makes it a little different to digest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'm not. I don't see the sense in conforming. The first project that I'm gonna release is gonna be where it started for me, and that's with hip hop, and that's with that. And I got a trap tape too. Like I got a record.
That's
with,
right.
And but it's produced with myself. Cardo Got Wings, Metro yeah. Boomin. It's not a record. It's not like I'm not playing. It's not like
right.
it's not an impersonation of. What I'm saying? Like
you're not doing it. Just
I'm
to
the
do
only
it.
West Coast dude really with a Metro Boomin record.
Right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
like
right.
and I have that type of range, and that's what it is I'm going to demonstrate. But where it started at is where it started at,
right.
and that's with hip hop, like mm-hmm. the very essence of the best of it. And I can talk to you about all these guys. Like we could talk about anybody.
Right, you're very well versed. I've known that just
hip-hop.
From different conversations.
You remind
that,
me of
you
myself
know.
when he was saying all these different lanes like that. Like that's what I'm talking about. Just
yeah.
keep bouncing.
Yeah,
it's organic. You know what I mean? I'm the first to spot somebody who's trying to get in and do something that's just for their brand at the time. Like, I need to get on, like you say, a Metro Boomin
right,
record
right.
because of that. And so, when it's organic, it's definitely, what needs to be done.
Yeah,
and more
I mean,
cats need to take that route.
I mean, see, but that's the whole thing. It has to be authentic. Like, I grew up, I lived in New York and New Jersey. My dad's from New York and New Jersey. I'm from California, and you know, I grew up on both sides. You know what I'm saying? So, I was really there. Like the first time I ever went on tour was with Lil Scrappy. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I started going to the South. You know what I'm saying? Like, the big homie had a house out there and let me used to just go to the. I used to just have a house.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Gave me a car. Like, I'm just out there instead of just doing whatever. So, I have that, you know, that relationship with these places.
Right, right.
And it's part of my story. Like, you know, like, because I've been doing it for a while. So, it's like, you know, all the guys that I've done records with, I was like, yo, I like this. Like, I started, you know, I did the record with Young Thug before, you know, he ever put on a dress or anything. Like, I saw something different in his talent. Like,
right.
He's actually a very talented kid. He's not like, it's a different type of talent.
Right.
It's not what you would, you know, traditionally say is hip hop.
And the same thing with him and Lil Uzi.
I hear that about him a lot. I hear that about him.
And he's not. And also, I'm gonna say also, he's not gay. Like. Just like in the tradition of other artists who have used a certain level of flamboyance
to get
like
over,
David
right.
Bowie
yeah.
right, and certain characters,
Prince.
These guys are not gay. Yeah. That, you know, Prince is actually the complete opposite of gay. He doesn't even he wasn't you know God rest his soul. He didn't even associate too much with males unless you did music,
right.
Unless you were a drummer or right. bass
that's
player.
True, yeah.
He only associated with women.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
he talked reckless to dudes.
Yeah.
And it almost like was like a look down upon men type thing. It was kind of like he really did not fuck with us at all.
You
like
ain't
man,
nigga, what?
Yeah, exactly. I'm the only man that needs to be around.
Yeah.
Every time we saw Prince, he was with a bunch of broads.
Right.
Every time, bad ones, the baddest,
the baddest.
So I mean, you know, when I see you know Young Thug doing what he does, I think it's interesting. I you know, there's questions that pop up.
Right.
You know, like, but I think that it's in the tradition of music
right.
and showmanship.
Right.
And no, these dudes don't dress like that every day. You're not going to see Young Thug in a fucking dress every day. He'll take a picture and the shit will go viral and everybody will share it a million times. And,
right, right,
but no,
right.
he's not wearing dresses every day. He does that so it does that.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
And then there's dudes that are coming
it's
up
that
in that.
That rock star element that's crept
into
hip hop.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
In my opinion, that's who that's who Uzi and Thug are. They're running that rock star,
right.
that Brett Michaels, that Mick Jagger type vibe. Where
right.
It's very, you know.
It's not. No,
yeah.
Let's go back. There's other guys who've done it. Like, and then when we talking about the bare bones of it, like
right.
just sonically,
yeah.
then we talking about Biz Markie, bro.
Right,
he was
right.
the first one to do it.
Right.
He did it. Oh, baby, you.
Yeah.
He said, like, there was no auto-tune, but if that was, that could come out today.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried. That record could come out today.
Fred
you
the
know
Godson
what I'm
tried to drop Oh, Baby, You with
I mean,
that dude Jacque on the hook.
Oh, that just doesn't, that doesn't even sound right. But,
nah, it doesn't, right?
You know what I'm saying?
It did.
Like,
I tried to support Fred for being a big, one of the big boys in the industry, but I couldn't rock with it.
Yeah, Fred, you know, shout out to Fred. I think
Fred
that he's
bars,
okay.
Yeah.
Fred is dope as hell.
Yeah, no, he could. He's definitely dope. He's definitely dope. But
that's not the look.
That's not his lane. I don't think. You know, I think, but like that. So it's been there. It's,
right.
It's been there as far as the sound, as far as the dressing.
Yeah.
Like it's been there. It's been there, and I enjoy all different types of hip hop for all different types of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
Like, I would love to, like, I like Royce da 5'9" as rapping. I think Eminem, after I saw that last acapella he did with Royce standing right there, I think that just sealed the deal for me as far as who could really rap.
Right.
Like, physically stand there and rap the best, I would have to say Eminem.
Mm, okay.
Of all time.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on Black Thought? Do you
think
he gets the respect that he deserves?
No, I don't.
I agree.
I think that Black Thought is he's always been like his lyrical prowess is,
right.
you know, has always been up there with like Big Pun and, mm-hmm. and guys like this, like during that time, like Nas and all of these guys. Right. But you know, they don't talk. He's not one that has like broadcasted that or really like personified that visually for us. Like, it's still, what's your story?
Yeah.
With Black Thought,
we don't know.
Really. It's still, what's your story?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're a legend, but what's your story? Yeah, yeah. How is that possible?
Yeah, he's almost like this hip hop superhero.
It's like he's Black Thought. Right. Like, we don't know shit about Black Thought.
We don't know. You know, like I said, the hip hop superhero. He comes, makes dope music, but we really don't know who he is. Right. You know what I mean? Like, what's behind the mask, you know?
Right. And I think that overall, the Roots are, that's what makes the Roots an entity in which, like, because we know Questlove.
Right.
I feel like I know Questlove.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I know Questlove way more than I think I know Black Thought.
Right.
I don't know shit about Black Thought.
No, nothing.
You know
what I'm saying? That's why.
Questlove always playing somebody else's music.
Right.
And he
right.
always out there with us. We always see it with his afro. You know what I'm saying?
The artists that are more revealing are the ones that are felt most by the people. That's why Pac was so accepted, because he went so personal with his music. The more personal you get, no matter what hip hop or where, what lane of music it's in.
And I think that that's where dudes like say, let's take Wale, right?
Right.
So I think that what Wale's big problem with, you know, in the Rubik's Cube life of Wale, I think that Wale just doesn't put his music out. Like, I think that when Wale drops an album, because I was listening to, you know, different people talk about Wale, and you know, he feels that he's in the top tier. He thinks with Drake and Kendrick and J. Cole. He thinks he's one of those guys. You know what I'm saying? And in fact, he's not.
Right.
But he could be, but he never did. Like, okay, when you look at records like Pretty Girls, right? We're looking at the essence of like go-go music and
because that's where he's from,
DC,
that area.
Yeah,
right,
what DC is. It's like when you don't embrace what you are and where your city is, not just where you're from, but your whole region. If you don't embrace that, you won't be all the way embraced.
Right.
To where that core, like,
you have to drop one of those records that resonates with where you're coming from, because you don't want to alienate the folks who have been supporting you.
Like,
right.
Look at YG. YG embodies the core of LA. Like, he always will have a fan base. Right. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick will always have a fan base.
And that's a perfect comparison, because I feel both of those should be bigger stars than they are. But because they kind of keep themselves, for a lack of a better term, you know, harnessed to the city, they don't really go outside of that. The music's not resonating.
You know who else is somebody that don't open up and they hurt their career, they don't get the respect they deserve? Fabulous.
Yeah, Fabulous is another guy.
He never
get
personal.
Like, who are you, bro? Like,
he never get personal.
That's real talk, yeah.
It's like, who are you? Like, you don't tell no story. Your music doesn't describe your life. Like, I don't feel like it's you.
Right.
I feel like it's this lyrical character you created.
Right. And you're constantly trying to drop hit records instead of records that
is
let
I call it hangout records. It's all these hangout records. You want to hang out for the summer, so you're dropping the record. Like, a guy that does that a lot is like French Montana. He's the hangout guy.
The king of
hangouts. He's trying to hang out. You know what I'm saying? Right. He's going to drop the record. You've got Swae Lee on the hook. It sounds like the whole Jamaican thing.
Yeah.
It's a go. You know what I'm saying?
He's
a feature king.
Right. But they're his records. But it sounds like it's their
records.
Somebody
else's records, right?
Those
kind
of guys.
Definitely,
you know,
definitely.
And it's crazy because it's more music like that that's been like commercially accepted.
Yeah, it's pushed to the forefront.
It's these big collaboration records. Like, look at the success of DJ Khaled. Like, it's these collaboratory records where it's like you got all these different artists on it. You know what I'm
saying?
It's
like a dream team situation.
Right.
You're getting to, instead of getting that one artist on the record, you're getting all your favorite artists on the record, and that's why these records are doing so big.
Right. Like, they got the record, it got Chance the Rapper, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, there was way too many people on that one.
Migos.
Yeah, there was like four hooks.
Lil
I was just like, damn, can we be done with this already?
Yo.
And he come back with another hook. Like, damn, can we be done? And another hook, you know?
And another one. Like, it just gets crazy. Like, back, you know, when it was really, it's just evolved, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's still guys that make their records a certain type of way.
Right.
And they're still at the top of the food chain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake. Regardless, Drake's music, what he puts his name on is quality music.
Right, right.
I think it's one big act. None of it's no
of course
different than the
he
other
said,
one.
What do you put his name on?
Right. Well, he's got a team, and
no, yeah,
you know what? That's the truth,
right?
You know,
it's the truth. And when it comes down to it, it's all researchable. No right. one's hiding anything.
Yeah.
It's not like he's trying to
hide. It's in plain view.
We could pull up the wiki. And yeah. we could pull up these guys' vocal coaches and all yeah. type of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Their names are credited on these
yeah,
projects.
The credits, yeah,
you know
are.
What I'm saying?
Nobody looks at right. credits
plain
no
side,
more.
Plain side.
Yeah.
You
albums.
Know what? That's different. We used to buy that CD, go home, or that tape, and right. crack it open and listen to it and read and look at all the pictures and all who produced what and everything to down to the T. Like,
samples, everything.
Yeah,
right,
that part of hip-hop is gone.
It's right. gone. And then, like, Kendrick, like, it's what he puts his name on. You got to understand, like, when it's a Kendrick Lamar album, there's all types of incentives and other artists and other producers that have attachments to it because, you know, it's a business and everybody needs to eat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Mike Will, he's an Interscope guy.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the
Gotta
same.
Gotta be a Mike Will beat
so,
on the project.
Yeah, got
right.
to because Mike just sold these numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With these guys and
yeah.
he just did this for us. So
right.
it's a whole in conjunction
right.
thing. And then it's other, you know, James Blake is on the album
yeah.
Writing. There's certain things that go on that we don't know are going on. It's 30 different producers on the record. You know, mm-hmm. it's not just a beat maker and a rapper.
Right.
It's
you
a
know
room
what I'm
full of people putting the effort into
it. It's a think tank.
One,
your favorite rapper's a think
song.
Tank.
Yeah.
It's a think tank.
It's a room
tank.
Full
yeah.
of people.
And that's...
It's one performer, but it'll be 15
right.
people in the room to
right.
make that one
yeah.
thing.
It's the group chat.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. You can't even get
chat.
Pussy in peace, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody's watching, man.
You gonna do that?
Hey, everybody got to like, I'm holding my whole team. Like,
that's back to what
out.
I was saying. Like I can't.
Really?
That's why I told you that I put like Crit and Cole above Kendrick because they are their own artists.
Right, right,
right.
They are their own artists.
Right.
They hands on with
like,
their music
yeah,
from
like,
the bottom up. Kendrick got the bars, but he's not on the boards. He's not.
Yeah.
Playing instruments, he's not into the music like
and
that.
And maybe he gets there at some point. He's still got a lot of time ahead of him. But I mean, I agree with you guys saying that, you know, Crit and J. Cole are roundabout better artists than Kendrick. I definitely
mm-hmm.
do agree. But we're gonna wrap this up. But before
yeah.
we do, we usually have a song we play at the end of each episode called the outro.
Yeah.
I have queued up right now. The joint that you dropped on YouTube on the 11th. Is it cool if I go ahead and run Beautiful Love Child right now?
Oh, I didn't. Oh yeah, that's oh yeah, that's on. Yeah, you could play that or yeah.
Is that cool if we run
play,
that
yeah,
to outro
that.
The show?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I mean, if it's on a project or something, I, you know.
Oh no, it's most definitely gonna be. It's definitely gonna be on a project.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying
okay.
it's coming out. You know
okay.
what I'm saying, like and like I said, it's really about the beginning for me,
right.
you know what I'm saying, which is, you know, hip hop, and
right.
you know it's gonna have a lot of different elements. Right now, it's not titled right now, so
okay.
you know, but it's in the works.
Well, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you before we play the joint?
Oh, I am David Cash everywhere, and then you know, check for me on Spotify, iTunes, just mm-hmm. David Cash, and
not the various fake accounts that are floating out.
Oh
there.
Yeah, nah, that's you know. Hey, if it's one of my songs on there, listen to it. You know what I'm saying? At the mm-hmm. end of the day, I just want you to hear the good music. Yeah, but, you know.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and run this right now. And again, this has been an honest conversation with hip hop. We definitely have to have this man back because you have a lot of knowledge. I know there's a lot of different conversations we could have.
Nah,
man.
For sure.
So I definitely want to have you back here. But real quick, big shout out to Overtime Hustling. You know the fam. New magazine is out right now. You can go to Mad Cloud or you can go to www.overtimehustling.com. Slink Johnson on the cover. Smoke Yours Crew. So big up to y'all. Look out for the mixtape, Chris Clouds and Punchlines 2. 2 dropping. Mm-hmm. And then on the back, we got the Overtime Hustling Alumni. So, you know, big shout outs to the Plato Camp. You know, we got Dalen Too Cool on there. Jay Gunn is on there. Jamba's on there. You know, Mr. Sandman's on there. R.E.D. You know, Real Young, and a lot of cats. So I'm not gonna name everybody. My bad. You know, but we're gonna run into this. This is a new track from the one and only David Cash, and it's called Beautiful Love Child. You know, check us out, and we'll holler at y'all soon, family.
Here's the crisis, life's just hard, she lives it like this. Easy on the eye, provides the life and lifeless. The nightlife, a man who just passed his front and center. Hit for 200,000, a mountain and cast a chilling 5,000 at once. It's fun, he loves to show it, just a shooting. As she touches the stage, he loves to throw it. She's a polar, started dancing, hanging at mansions of rappers. The god of faded, let's just see what happens. She pushed the exits like that song, Pain of Lust and Lasagna. Went crazy last season when it seemed flock demons and had the Birkin in a trap. I blessed their heels, made stab marks in the cash, get the back for real. Trap queen, a man got life, she visits him every month. He made her his wife, she's just playing all these dudes. Her heart is with him, you lucky you get to see her. To the world, she a gem. What a time to be alive, trying to survive. Heard you need bands, family and pride. Do a little dance, it rains from the sky. She messing with your mind. And take it and go. Sometimes he lets her get herself together. This time he ain't respect her. Name's winner, she win a cold. She accepts it, expects less. Pays more when he's a dick. She's in the wind now, partying drink. Off to the spa, whole team getting lit. Snapchatting it off. From the spa to the gym to the mall. Now she's starved, just in time to meet Rick. It's his lunchtime, y'all. He's an investment banker that invested in blessings. Sometimes he don't fuck and he'll take around his work friends. Nice guy, easy green is all she needs. Pays her bills and her thrills fulfilled. Mission complete. Just in time to meet the girls for drinks and spill the tea. DM the promoter, they free at AOD. Pick up the kids from the city and take them to Mama D. She ain't tripping, just bring her a dub and some weed. What a time to be alive, trying to survive. Heard you need pants, family and pride. Do a little dance, it rains from the sky. She messing with your mind. Khalifa was coming, future some shit. The hottest in the city, so it's gonna be lit. She bought a gram of everything, Zans and Percocets. Her and the girls were on, trying on clothes to fit. Champagne flow while they MUA. All this money in the building, they intended to slay. She had Vans Rari, he was playing the charges. So the nigga didn't know, she would've took it regardless. They pulled up blasting trap shit, they was laughing at bitches that ain't have rich niggas that cashed out. Charisma was DJing, Young California. Some street niggas that got the bag was getting it going. Some ladies had more money, money was pouring. Liquor was pouring, outside it was pouring. See, baby wasn't lost, she was lost in a moment. You lost all your breath to her, so who took losses? What a time to be alive, trying to survive. Heard you need bands, family and pride.